I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the N1H1 influenza virus, commonly known as the swine flu, is ending in Mexico, Carol Wetzel with Food for the Hungry says the second and third waves could be worse. 30% of the population has compromised immune systems because of HIV/AIDS. The best way to prepare is to keep people informed. When you give to the Food for the Hungry Relief Fund, you can make a difference in the life or death of an individual as they're given a chance to hear the gospel. And a single dollar can do a lot for God's kingdom. For instance, it can buy a Bible like the one that introduced a young terrorist to the gospel, says Joan Zodiatis of AMG International. After reading it, he found a Bible study group and gave his life to Christ. God gave this young man a passion to share the gospel with his people. A dollar can have an eternal impact. Go to our website if you want to help. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Interviews on demand, staff blogs, and more can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.